beautiful North Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. No word yet on a death toll following a devastating tornado that tore through the small town of Greenfield, Iowa, southwest of Des Moines on Tuesday. Officials only saying there are multiple fatalities. Growing support for Palestinian statehood.
Ireland, Norway, and Spain are announcing that we recognize the state of Palestine.
Ireland's Prime Minister Simon Harris making that announcement in response to the war in Gaza, joining roughly 140 other countries that recognize Palestine as a state, Israel denouncing the decision. The judge overseeing former President Trump's classified documents case in Florida set to hear arguments today over an effort by Trump's co-defendant, Walt Nauta, to get his charges dismissed. The Biden administration canceling student loans for another 160,000 borrowers through a combination of existing programs. The relief will erase $7.7 billion in federal student loans. This is ABC News. Climbing to the top of the world, old hat for Sherpa mountain guide Kami Rita. He finished his 30th climb to the peak of Mount Everest today, a new record. Louisiana lawmakers giving their approval to classify two abortion drugs as controlled substances. ABC's Jim Ryan explains.
Misoprostol is used to manage miscarriage and postpartum hemorrhage and to induce labor. Republican Louisiana State Representative Julie Emerson says.
When overutilized, this drug can be incredibly harmful.
Coupled with mifepristone, misoprostol is also used to induce abortion. Democrat Mandy Landry.
Women have always chosen to end pregnancies. You can decide if it's going to be safe or unsafe.
The Louisiana House has voted to require a prescription for either of the two drugs. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A new Barbie will honor one of the greatest tennis players of all time, seven-time Grand Slam singles champ Venus Williams, getting her own Barbie, part of a line honoring athletes. Others include soccer player Mary Fowler. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta Gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27th. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Forward Bank in Park Falls and Phillips is building a strong foundation in the community. They offer mobile and online banking with other unique services and is a proud Logger United Sports Booster sponsor. Forward Bank, moving communities forward together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country. It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. People across Wisconsin are waking up to power outages, downed trees, and other storm damage. In the Madison area, more than 40,000 people lost power. In Green Bay, roofs were ripped off buildings. A few thousand are without power this morning in the Eau Claire area. This list just goes on and on. While there were tornado warnings throughout the evening, straight-line winds are often responsible for the majority of this kind of damage. You'll want to leave yourself extra time as you drive the kids to school or head into work. And the Poet Laureate of the United States will be here in Wisconsin Thursday. Ada Limon was given the title in 2022. This is part of a series hosted by the Wisconsin Academy of Sciences, Arts, and Letters. She'll be speaking at the Overture Center's Playhouse at 7, and tickets are still available. If you're not near Madison, there are watch parties statewide in Ashland, Eau Claire, Sheboygan, Verona, and Viroqua. For Civic Media, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic
Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak's new Borealis route from the Twin Cities to Chicago began service on Tuesday. The inaugural run departed Minneapolis-St. Paul Tuesday morning and is making stops in Wisconsin cities including La Crosse, Tomah, Wisconsin Dells, Portage, Columbus, and Milwaukee before reaching Chicago. A second train will make the trip back to the Twin Cities from Chicago later in the day. Duluth City leaders and community members have continued conversations about a particularly unsafe stretch of road. In a public meeting at Lincoln Park Middle School, officials discussed the potential future of the West Skyline Parkway, which already saw two fatal crashes earlier this year. The city is looking into ways to get cars to slow down and make it safer for pedestrians. Some ideas include making the Skyline Loop a one-way street, adding a pedestrian walking lane, and adding more signage. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Win in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It looked as if the Brewers were about to lose again when Christian Yelich was at bat, top of the eighth, against the team that traded him to Milwaukee, the Marlins.
1-1 line drive, base hit. Ball game is tied. Contreras might have a chance to score from first. He'll be sent around. Yelich on his way to third. He is safe at third with a two-run triple, and the Brewers have the lead. What a moment for Yelich in his former home.
Jeff Levering, Bally Sports. Yelich described what he saw.
I kind of got my doors blown off there with a sinker like the pitch before. That's how hitting goes sometimes. And then I was like, well, probably a good chance I'm going to see that again since I got beat by it so bad. And just really wanted to stay inside it, put a good swing on it. And fortunately, it got to the wall. William was able to score. And, you know, we kind of tacked on after that.
The Brewers went on to win 7-5. Manager Pat Murphy.
This guy's been doing it a long time. He was raised by the Marlins and they taught him well.
The series wraps up tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here we go with your Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow, which is Thursday, right? Thursday, the 23rd of May. We'll be serving up roast pork loin with mashed potatoes, gravy, green beans, and applesauce cake. Locations are in Phillips, Park Falls, Ogama, Kennan, Brantwood. Price County Senior Dining. Reach them at 715-339-2158. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We may catch an isolated shower or thundershower this afternoon, but we will see a little more sunshine later today, too. It'll be breezy with a high of 66 this afternoon. Tonight, 46. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A late day shower, 74, with more rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fields to provide top-engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages state citizens to avoid the crowds this Memorial Day weekend. Instead, visit one of the Badger State's Hidden Gem State Parks. There's more than 100 unique state properties out there to explore. More details when we return. But first,
unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR reminds the public that the state's most popular parks likely will have heavy crowds during the holiday weekend. The agency encourages visitors to explore hidden gem properties and reduce crowds at the most attended parks. More than 20 million people visit Wisconsin state parks every year. With 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, and several state recreation areas, wild rivers, and flowages to explore, there are plenty of places to find your adventure while avoiding the crowds. Examples include the 6 miles of Sandy Lake, Michigan beachfront at Point Beach State Forest. Paddle the backwaters of the Mississippi River at Wyalusing State Park near Prairie du Chien. There's also Tower Hill State Park near Spring Green and southeastern Wisconsin's vast and underused Kettle Moraine State Forest. For ideas, use the DNR's Find a Park tool at dnr.wisconsin.gov. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe got the flunk of school. Lousy bucks, got to feel it like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Hey, gotta know respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up with your face. That's my mama. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she's the same. What's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, you said it all of the time. What's the matter you? So bad, it's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with it? This shut up for your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. But they make me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter, you? You sing, hey. And I sing it the rest, and then at the end we can all sing. Ah, shut up, you fans. Okay, let's try the rhythm.
It's 8:15, and here we are, another edition of Reality Radio, the indoor version. With all the rain we've had, of course, it's a good day to Good day to be inside again today. Not sure if we're going to see much in the way of sunshine today. We got the afternoon hours yesterday. Didn't turn out to be too bad. We had about a 3-4 hour window there. It wasn't too shabby. The sun even came out a little bit. And that just built in some of the heat for the storms that blew through the Midwest. We have a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk a little bit about some activities going on in Mercer. We're going to talk a little bit about... we're going to get you informed on scams. There's some folks in the area doing a couple presentations on how to avoid being scammed. It's very difficult, but we'll talk about that. Byfield Lions will be in to chat with us a little bit. I think the folks from the Park Falls Chamber are going to stop on by also. And Big G will be in. We'll give a little giveaway with the Sunset Lake House. You can get a $25 certificate with that. We're going to kick it off, though, talking the outdoors. We got Craig with us from Bader's Sports Center to do just that. Good morning, Craig. How we doing?
Good morning, Joel. I'm good.
All right. We're going to snuggle you up a little bit closer to the mic there. Didn't wash away yesterday with all that rain and stuff. We're good. All right. sometimes you get some of those storms and stuff like that, and I don't know. Sometimes it's good to be getting a little older in the tooth, Craig, like me anyway, and tired. You just sleep through that stuff sometimes, right?
Oh, yeah. I napped through a good part of it.
Oh, we had some storm activity, and we got some big things coming to Bader Sports Center, not only this weekend, but the next week or so. We got a lot of folks coming up to do some fishing. And let's talk, first of all, about you got a special drawing going on there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, we've got a drawing going on. It starts today. Goes through Monday. You can enter to win a Nebo brand camp light, Coughlin's tripod grill, which are the coolest things, a s'mores grill, and a thermocell repellent appliance. Retail value on that is $140 on that whole package. And for every $50 you spend in the store today through Monday, you will get an entry for that drawing, and the winner will be drawn next Tuesday.
All right, so swing on by and check that out at Bader's, and we have some special sale events going on at Bader's, too, that people want to stop in and check out, right?
Right. We've got all our Nebo brand flashlights, garage lights, and they even have an LED blackout bulb that stays on should the power go off in your house. Kind of a cool thing. We'll have all the Nebo brand lights at 20% off.
So the power goes out and this thing just kind of illuminates and stays on, huh?
Yep.
That sounds kind of cool. Yeah.
All our True brand knives, folding pocket knives, fillet knives, they've got some skinning knives, those will all be 20% off. Beetle spin lures will be 10% off. All our game hide clothing will be anywhere from 15 to 20% off. We've got Trail Crest flannel shirts, which would be great for a day like today. Yeah. Those will be 25% off. And we've got some hammocks by Grand Trunk that will be 20% off. And that's Wednesday, today through next Monday.
Hammocks. Hammocks are a wonderful thing.
Yes, they are.
Like the comedian Jim Gaffigan once said, if you get in a hammock with someone, you better be dating them. Yep. It's kind of a one-person thing.
Well, we've got one person and two persons.
Oh, yeah. Hammocks are wonderful.
And then our remaining inventory on Lou's spinning and bait casting reels are going to be 20 to 25% off while the supplies last.
All right. All right. You talked about the knives. Are you a good fish fillet, Craig? Are you good at that? Or do you enjoy it?
I used to be.
That's a gift. Some people are just naturals at it, and others, I don't know. My dad taught me a little bit. He was good at it. He was very patient. I'm not patient enough.
Nope. I usually wind up adding a little extra blood to the fish.
But you need a good sharp knife, and that's number one. If you don't have a sharp knife, you might as well just forget it, right?
Correct.
Just throw the fish out for the bears and let them do it.
Yep.
Yeah. But filleting fish or cutting up fish is certainly an art, that's for sure. So you got the knives at 20% off. Lots of good sales. And you mentioned to me off air that each day you're going to kind of have unannounced sales. Right.
We'll pick a few things in the store. We'll put a sale price on them. They're good for that day and that day only. So stop in and check that out if you're in the area.
All right. So check that out at Bader's, right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips. And we got musky season opening up. A lot of people, the diehard fishermen, you got those people that are just, they're musky people. They love to, they love that. So that's going to be opening up this Saturday, right?
Yes, Saturday the 25th, north of Highway 10, the musky season will open. The general regulations say the musky's got to be 40 inch. However, there are specific bodies of water that have different minimum lengths on them, so check out the regulations.
So these are pretty big fish and aggressive fish, and I don't know if I've ever musky fished in my life, but friends of mine do, and you got to have a specific bait for that. I don't know if it's night crawlers, if it's a small child, or whatever you're putting on the end of the hook. I don't know what you're putting on there, but those musky, it's a unique fish, isn't it?
You need very, very stout equipment, and I'll tell you right now, bass fishing equipment, which is mostly what I do, does not handle muskies well.
Because they're strong and they fight, is that why?
Oh yeah, and very sharp teeth.
So. That's like pulling a friendly little fish out of the water and then having them latch on to you. But that's people listening right now, I'm sure there's probably a few that are musky people and you know who you are. It's an exciting time for them to get this thing going, right?
Right. There's a lot of guys will be out Saturday, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's a fun weekend with Memorial Day, the official people have been up here already, but we call it the official opening of the season, Memorial Day to Labor Day, we call it, for kind of the Illinois people that come up and stuff to their cabins. But this is a fun time. We're hoping for after a rough winter, a good summer here, right, Craig?
I'm hoping. Starting to see a lot of Illinois, Minnesota, Iowa plates showing up in the parking lot, which is a good thing, and a lot of trailers and boats being pushed north, pushing the cars north. So
yeah. Well, if you don't have time to run in there today, they can always check out Baiters on the web, right?
Right, baitersports.com.
All right.
And we have one more thing going on I'd like to mention before we get through here. Through the weekend again, through Monday, starting today, if somebody comes in and they buy a new shotgun, rifle, or pistol, we're going to give you a box of ammunition free, and ammunition is
gold,
getting awfully pricey.
Yeah.
And I'm going to up that. If you buy a .22, I'm going to give you two boxes. Again, that sale goes through Monday.
All right.
All the firearm sales are subject to background checks, and the sale is final when that background check is approved. So we can take care of all that for you down at the store.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah, the crossbows, the handguns, long guns, all that right there. You can even take a little test run on those crossbows there with a 15-yard little section there to check that out.
Yep.
All right.
Still got them on sale.
All right. Very good. Baitersports.com. Got that right?
Yep.
All right. Check them out on the web. Right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips. Lots of sales going on right now. And a fun time to get in there and shop around. I'll have something to keep you dry today, too, if you really want something today. So, all right.
Yep. When it's rainy outside, we get busy, which is good.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Craig, good to see you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Good seeing you.
Yeah, Craig from Baiters Sports Center in Phillips joining us at 8:23 here on Reality Radio.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Get to Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale and get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 and get a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. All with free and fast delivery. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. No word yet on a death toll following a devastating tornado that tore through the small town of Greenfield, Iowa, southwest of Des Moines on Tuesday. Officials only saying there are multiple fatalities. Growing support for Palestinian statehood.
Ireland, Norway, and Spain are announcing
that we recognize the state of Palestine.
Ireland's Prime Minister Simon Harris making that announcement in response to the war in Gaza, joining roughly 140 other countries that recognize Palestine as a state, Israel denouncing the decision. The judge overseeing former President Trump's classified documents case in Florida set to hear arguments today over an effort by Trump's co-defendant, Walt Nauta, to get his charges dismissed. The Biden administration canceling student loans for another 160,000 borrowers through a combination of existing programs. The relief will erase $7.7 billion in federal student loans. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A U.S. House committee takes up the bipartisan Kids Online Safety Act this week. Parents of children harmed by social media say greater protections are badly needed and long overdue. Deb Schmill's daughter died of an accidental overdose after she was bullied online.
It's going to be very upsetting to the parents, to so many people in this country who want to see this happen. They want to see big tech regulated. They don't want to see kids dying every day.
Tech companies are fighting sweeping change, citing free speech rights. All over Wisconsin, this year's Click It or Ticket campaign is underway. Memorial Day weekend is our unofficial start of summer, and every year, agencies and departments increase patrols around this time. All drivers and passengers are required by Wisconsin law to wear seatbelts while they travel. Click It or Ticket runs through June 2nd. For Civic Media, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The first phase of a major road construction project in the city of Superior is underway. Road work on Hammond Avenue in Superior kicked off on Monday, closing traffic between Belknap and North 21st Street. The construction will include a new roadway, the installation of storm sewers and structures, and the addition of new pedestrian and bicycle facilities. Phase 1 is expected to be complete sometime around mid-October, and Phase 2 of the project will begin in 2025, closing North 21st Street to North 28th Street. The Northam Foundation is handing out more grant funding for organizations that are struggling with retaining child care centers and workers. According to a Northern News Now report, the organization has already given out over $500,000 in grant funding this year, and recently sent more to Duluth childcare facilities to help them recruit and retain their staff. The organization has also contributed to senior programming and healthcare access in other parts of the region, as well as mental health care in Duluth. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
A full house for Packers OTAs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers, with nearly perfect attendance for voluntary organized team practices, Matt LaFleur asked, how much credit should be given to Jordan Love for being present despite he has not been offered a new contract yet?
It's everything to us. I think if you look at our attendance here, and, you know, we've had almost 100% the entire offseason, which has been the best that we've had since I've been here. And I always think that when you look around the league, when your quarterback's there, just naturally has a way of attracting everybody to come.
Jordan Love says he's working on being a vocal leader.
Talk to guys more, being in guys' ear a little bit more, and just trying to focus on being a better leader. Get with these relationships with guys in here, it gets easier.
Baseball, the Brewers came back to win 7-5 last night in Miami. It seemed as if the crew had a lot of leadoff batters get on base.
Yeah, I mean, I think both teams did today, to be honest with you. We had opportunities, and you can't squander those opportunities usually and win.
As Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, a lot of the tournament softball games yesterday got rained out. The Butternut Mercer squad, they were supposed to travel down to Tony to take on Flambeau. That has been pushed back to today at 4 o'clock. So the winner of that game will get Mellon. Mellon did get their game in this week. Number 2 seeded Mellon at home, beating Bruce to advance on. So the winner of that Butternut Mercer Flambeau game will go to Mellon tomorrow in the regional semifinal contest. All that in Division 5. Rib Lake had their game bumped yesterday. They will take on Prairie Farm today at Prairie Farm, a 3:30 start. Prentice won their first tournament game on Tuesday. Then they had to forfeit their second game, so Northwood Solon Springs advances on in Division 5. Division 4, somehow Shawamigan and Phillips got that game in yesterday. It was shortened to 6 innings due to the storms moving in, but Shawamigan beat Phillips 7-1, and Screaming Eagles advance on. They will go to either Chautauqua or Shell Lake. They're going to play that game today in Shell Lake, Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser, Shell Lake. So the winner of that game will host Shawamigan. I should say, if Chautauqua wins that game, the game actually would be at here in Park Falls. So go Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser for the travel sake there. Grantsburg, the number 1 seed, they advanced on. Again, a lot of the other games around the area did get rained out and pushed back to today. You can check out all the brackets at WIAA.com. www.wi.org.
The team at Forward Insurance would like to congratulate and salute our area graduates. Keep reaching for the stars as you move forward, and remember that the Forward Insurance team will always be in your corner and the first to respond in protecting you and your insurance needs, wherever your new road leads you in life. Have a beautiful journey from your independent Forward Insurance team in Park Falls and Phillips.
The Dan and Holly Vernick family is a long-standing Logger United booster sponsor and wishes the Phillips Logger sports teams much success in their season.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The team at Forward Insurance would like to congratulate and salute our area graduates. Keep reaching for the stars as you move forward, and remember that the Forward Insurance team will always be in your corner and the first to respond in protecting you and your insurance needs, wherever your new road leads you in life. Have a beautiful journey from your independent Forward Insurance team in Park Falls and Phillips.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
All right, 8:31. We'll probably try to hook up with Darren Patterson, our Shawamigan AD, and talk about sports because the track team's got sectionals coming up tomorrow. Big day for our track athletes, so hopefully we can fit him into our schedule. We've got Nick Glazer with us, who was with the Mercer Loons. Motorcycle. How are we doing, Nick? Good to see you. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in. And we're going to talk about an organization that's been around since, what did you say, 86? Is that right?
Yes, we started in 1986.
Okay. All right. And tell us, for those who aren't familiar with the Mercer Loons, the motorcycle club, tell us a little bit about kind of your mission statement and what you guys do with some of the activities you do during the year, if you could.
Okay. Well, like I said, we started in 1986. Two guys, George Jaybird. And since that day, after he convinced his buddy to go out to Sturgis with him, they got back in 87, established the Mercer Loons Motorcycle Club.
So it was birthed, the thought process was birthed at Sturgis, you're saying, right?
Well, it was birthed in Mercer. He just okay. tried to convince his buddy to get out to Sturgis.
Oh, okay, all right,
When he made the two shirts, you know, you kind of felt obligated.
Oh, sure, then you had to go from there. All right, so what are some of the activities and stuff that you guys do? You give out scholarships, all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah, we a lot of our main ones is like coats for kids. We try to help children that don't have the money at home or come from not so much resources as other people. Nursing homes, schools, Price Ice actually in town I donated to.
Okay.
Our mission is to just help out the communities and give back what we can and try to help out. For our veterans and children.
Sure. So throughout the course of the year, you do rides and with that, some fundraising and stuff like that. Is that right?
Yes.
All right.
We have our whole summer, we have all summer poker runs, and then we do our rides, which all of our rides, like on our memorial ride, we usually donate all of our proceeds back to the VFWs and Legions for our ride for our fallen.
All right. So how many riders do you typically have? You got a good group of guys and gals?
Oh, yes. Us loons, we come flocking from all over the place. I think the one year our loon party is our big ordeal, and the one year we had over 100 bikes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's quite a sea to see behind you. It is a great thing.
And various models too.
Oh, yeah.
Some Harleys, some whatever, Kawasaki, Yamaha, I don't know what they all are, but
oh yeah. You, as long as you're on two wheels, man, you come ride with us.
That's fantastic. So what do we have coming up here? It's time to ride, right? It's summertime, so it's time to go, right?
Yeah, actually our very first spring poker run is June 8th, and we'll be starting at Albie's Bar in Mercer. Sign up is at 10 a.m. Kickstand's up at 11.
Okay. All right. and other activities through the summer too, I would guess.
Quite a few. They're still in the making. Our schedule's out is actually on our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page, Mercer Loons Motorcycle Club.
Okay.
Our full schedule is on there. But the one coming up soon here is June 8th.
June 8th, okay. So if they want to be a part, if they got a cycle and they want to be a part of it, who would they get a hold of, Nick?
Right now, if you're coming from this area, if you want to get a hold of me, I can set everything up. Like I said, I just became a board member this last December. Mm-hmm. So you can either call or text me at 906-285-0870.
All right.
And I can set you up or let you know when an event's coming up. We're not like a normal, like what you think of when you think motorcycle club. There's no patches. There's no dues. We're not that. We're just here for... We're a t-shirt club, man. all you got to do is show up to an event, buy a shirt, and you're a loon.
Yeah, fantastic. And check out the Mercer Loons Motorcycle Club on Facebook. Keep updated on events on there, too. All right. This is the world of motorcycles intrigues me a little bit. I've never been a motorcycle rider. My dad did for a little bit. But obviously, we encourage people when they're just driving in general, especially in the summer, to be alert and be aware of motorcycles, because I think everybody has that story. If you drive for many years of the almost pulling out, you're just not paying attention. But they really got to watch out, right?
Oh, yes, and stay off your phones.
Yeah.
That's the main one. You'll see somebody text and you'll swerve right in your lane, or if you're in a stoplight, somebody's on their phone and they don't even see you in front of you, and they bump the back of you. Motorcycles are a great thing, and it's not the bikers you got to worry about. It's everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the ride itself is, what do you enjoy about the ride itself? Is it just the open air, or what is it about the experience on a motorcycle that you and a lot of your group members you find really enjoy?
Well, I can't really speak for them, but for me personally and a lot of people I've talked to ever since I knew what a motorcycle was and could get that wind in my face, that's the best therapy, the best... I don't know, nothing matters. Your mind is clear. You're free.
Yeah.
It is the ultimate freedom. And if you've never been on one, try it.
Yeah. Big G, what kind of motorcycle you got?
I have a 2010 Harley Ultra Limited.
Harley Ultra Limited. You can always tell when the warm weather's here, because about 8 o'clock in the morning, you just hear, and here comes Big G on his Harley. It's pretty cool.
It's just an enjoyable time, and the camaraderie. When you get together with everybody and a big group like that, and everybody has different backgrounds and everything, so it's a great camaraderie and a lot of fun, and encourage everybody to get out on one of these rides. Like I say, it's a lot of fun to go in a group, and
it's great to use
a lot of people,
and it's great to be able to give back then too, like you guys do.
Oh yes,
as a group and give back. So all right, so the Mercer Loons Motorcycle Club. If you're interested, again, check out the Facebook page. First event June 8th, right? And
yep.
And you're taking off from where?
Elvie's Bar in Mercer, and sign-ups at 10 a.m., kickstands up at 11.
All right. Very good, Nick. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Yeah, awesome things you guys are doing. We'll have more Reality Radio coming up at 8:38.
Progressive asks, what do an escaped leopard...
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? Can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We may catch an isolated shower or thunder shower this afternoon, but we will see a little more sunshine later today, too. It'll be breezy with a high of 66 this afternoon. Tonight, 46. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A late day shower, 74, with more rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 52.
All right, birthdays today. We want to wish a happy birthday to Francis Foytek, who is celebrating, and that is from your children, and Jen Jensen and Dana. They all want to wish Francis a very, very happy birthday today. Karen Prohaska is celebrating today. We've got Dinger, Robin, Doug and Kelly, all wishing Karen a very, very happy birthday today. Now, if you're celebrating your birthday on this 22nd day of May, you are sharing your day with other celebrities such as Apollo Anton Ono. Remember him? The two-time Olympic gold medal speed skater. He had the world's attention back in, 2000 and what year was that? Doesn't say what year this is. Couple Winter Olympics back. It was pretty cool to watch him. He was on Dancing with the Stars, too. It was kind of the progression now is to be a professional athlete, successful, and then go on Dancing with the Stars. Apollo Anton Ono, the Olympic skater, is 42 today. We've got Jennifer Goodwin, the actress, is 46. Sean Gunn, the actor, is 50 today. Who else here? Naomi Campbell, the model, singer, author, is celebrating a 54th birthday today. Anybody else you'd recognize here? Dana Williams, the Diamond Rio bassist, is 63 today. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, remember him? Ugh. 1942, he was born. He died in June of last year. Bernard Shaw, the one-time CNN anchor. He helped bring credibility to the network in the early days of cable news. He passed away of pneumonia back in 2022. Bernard Shaw, born on this day, 1940. Richard Benjamin, the actor from Deconstructing Harry, The Sunshine Boys and Others, 86 for Richard Benjamin today. Harvey Milk, the first openly gay public official in California, served in the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. Born on this day, 1930, passed in 1978. Michael Constantine, the actor from My Big Fat Greek Wedding, The Hustler, and more. Born on this day, 1927. Passed in 1921. Sir Laurence Olivier. It's just a name that just flows off the tongue. Sir Laurence Olivier, the great English actor and director, won only one of his 10 Best Actor Oscar nominations for Hamlet in 1949. And after his career of notable films such as Rebecca Marathon Man, The Boys from Brazil, and The Entertainer, he passed away from complications due to a muscle disorder. Sir Laurence Olivier, born on this day, 1907, passed back in 1989.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
More of Reality Radio at 8:43. Joel here, and we've got Courtney, our new Park Falls Chamber Director, joining us this morning. We're talking a little farmer's market also. Courtney, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it very much. And we're very excited to have Mary with us from the farmer's market because it's kicking off today, right?
Correct.
Yeah, fantastic already. People have stuff already popping out of the ground and ready to roll, right? It's a progressive thing. Kind of rolls a little bit and builds up. First few weeks are, you know, a few things, but we're excited to get it going, right, Mary?
Correct. And it starts for the vendors, will start setting up. Well, some come already at noon, and others will come and be set up by 2, and okay, nobody starts selling until 2 o'clock, and we go to 5:30.
Okay. Right in the right in the parking lot of Christ the Servant Lutheran Church.
Correct.
Right on Highway 13. It's just, I always say, just a stone's throw from the radio station south here. And always a lot of good stuff. And Courtney, this farmer's market has really turned into just a wonderful thing for the city of Park Falls. It was kind of a blessing with the construction that we had where it was located previously up by the hospital. They did a great job hosting it and stuff. But having it on the main road here and finding a location like this, it was very key, I think, for the success, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's really nice to have it right. It's really easy to explain to visitors who ask about coming to the farmer's market. That location's very easy to find and stands out.
Yeah. Yeah, the location is fantastic. And then occasionally, a couple times a year, Mary, we have stuff that goes on also inside the church, too, which is nice to have.
Pre-COVID, there were more activities that ladies of the church would have an ice cream social or a pie social.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to doing a Children's Day, probably the Wednesday before Flamorama.
Okay.
This year as part of the market.
Yeah, so stay tuned for more details on that. Now, last year, I don't have my sidekick Austin in with me, but last year we had a long week-to-week discussion about what produce would be the best if there was ever a produce battle going on. Because we started with the pumpkin launcher. You ever seen the pumpkin launchers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are pretty cool. So then we got into what would be best. Would it be a large zucchini if you were going to use that as a weapon? So we had a lot of fun with that. So we're not going to do that again to you this year. We're working on something else, though. But Courtney, not only the farmer's market going on today, kicking off, but we're gearing up for summer activities, aren't we?
Yeah, starting this weekend is really when it's kicking off. So Winter Greenhouse is going to have Lola's Lunchbox out there on Saturday and Sunday, and they've got specials all weekend going. The Price County Historical Society's 1894 Old Town Hall Museum and the 1905 Greenfield School Museum are opening June 1st, and they'll be open Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 3.
Okay, and where are those again? Where are those?
Those are located, all the information for them specifically is listed on our events page.
Okay,
you can go on, click, and it'll have the times, the exact address to make it really easy to have directions to get there.
Nice. Those are really neat places to visit. I love visiting those, yeah.
Yep. And then for the Park Falls Farmers Market, like Mary said, kicks off today. And then next Wednesday, the 29th, we are actually doing a ribbon cutting because the Farmers Market is a new chamber member. So we're going to do a little ribbon cutting ceremony for them on Wednesday at 4:30. So come on by after work, stop at the farmer's market, enjoy the ribbon cutting with us and celebrate, and then do some shopping with all the great vendors there.
All right.
And moving right along from there, we've got free fishing weekend, June 1st and 2nd. So you do not need a license that weekend. And it's also the free parks entry weekend. So you can go and just really enjoy all that time outdoors. Come up, visit, take the kids fishing. It's a great time to go and try something new.
Yeah.
You could click the link on the DNR site, and they actually have, if you don't have tackle or equipment for fishing, they have a lot of sites you can go and borrow from, which is great. And they have a full listing there with all the different lakes and areas that have those free borrowing stations.
Nice.
And then the next thing we have coming up, June 8th, the American Legion Post 182 has their Amber Lake open. And the full details are on our events calendar and on their Facebook. And you can register online or contact the Legion for that.
All right. That's disc golf.
Yes, it is.
I saw that. I saw the poster for it. And I was looking at it. And I thought, oh, golf. And then I looked closer. I said, wait a minute. This is disc golf, which is pretty cool. There's some nice courses around northern Wisconsin for those.
There are. I have a lot better talent with disc golf than I do with regular golf.
What's nice about that is if you're camping or something, you can just make up your own course. You know, you can say, okay, that tree, we're going for that tree, and you throw the frisbee, and it's kind of cool. It's a good way to kind of stay active and stuff.
Yeah, and it's something that, the rules are simple. It's easy to keep track of. It's great. Kids love it. I know my nephews, they're big into disc golf. They started learning the rules and stuff at school, so every time they come to visit, we're going somewhere to a park or someplace to go and play, and
they set up their own weird disc golf with random objects at my yard. So you never know. You got to be careful when you mow at my house. There's always something sticking out of the ground.
Frisbee out there or something sticking up somewhere. All right. So some fun activities coming up. Of course, everybody's always kind of leaning into Flamborama later on that first weekend of August, too.
Yep. Gearing up for Flamborama. We are open right now for accepting vendors for the Arts and Crafts and Vendor Show on that Saturday, the 3rd. Okay. So there's still open spots for that, but they are filling up quickly. So if you're considering being one of our Arts and Crafts vendor, make sure to contact us and get that registration turned in. And we're also adding some more food vendors. So if there's somebody out there who has something really unique, we're looking at adding a little more variety this year. We've got our fan favorites coming back, but we're trying to add in some new and different items this year.
Yeah, and you know, if people can take the initiative to do that, we all know how crazy Flamborama gets Friday night, Saturday night, and we know that you know, in past years there have been issues of places running out of food. They get so overwhelmed. So if you have the initiative and want to do it, there's something to be had there with that vendors at Flamborama.
Yeah, and we have some organizations that do it as a fundraiser, which is great. I know St. Anthony's Ice Cream Stand, everybody looks forward to that every year.
Yeah.
They're a returning favorite, so they'll be there, and we welcome more.
Yeah, fantastic. All right. And again, the Farmers Market kicking off today from 2 to 5:30 at the parking lot of Christ the Servant Lutheran Church. And if someone wants to be a vendor, if they have stuff to sell, Mary, they can just show up. Is that right?
They can show up and come to my booth, which is usually the second one in from the road. And it has a sign that will say SNAP, which means the EBT, the food stamp. I take care of the tokens there for them to purchase at the vendors.
Yeah.
As well as the chamber bucks will be, if you got chamber bucks, you come to my stand and exchange them for tokens. Each token is $1 to use at the vendors.
Nice. And we have a lot of businesses that support this too, don't we? The farmers market.
We have some supporters or sponsors that have Northwoods Community Credit Union.
Sure.
The Park Falls Lions is new, and we welcome them.
Yeah.
As well as the North Lake Clinic.
The community clinic, yeah. Fantastic. All right. Very good. We're looking forward to a normal summer after that winter that was not normal. So we're looking forward to a normal, nice summer here. So, Mary, good luck with the farmer's market. Keep us updated on what's happening there. We always like to see the list of items and stuff. So thank you, Mary, for all the work you do with that. Courtney, good to see you.
Good to see you,
Courtney,
too.
Our chamber director here for the Park Falls Chamber on Reality Radio at 8:53.
Join us at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Cook's Choice on Thursdays. And Friday, Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts perfectly paired with signature cocktails. On Saturday, savor prime rib. Northwoods Supper Club, Fifield, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Just look for the big deer.
We're going to jump on with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield, and we are celebrating a 50th anniversary for Wheelway. Is that right?
Absolutely. To celebrate 50 years in business, we're giving specials all across the board. Home of the $39.95 oil change, $10 off alignments, $50 off a set of tires, many discounts. You should be receiving a mailer in the mail, so check your mailbox for many discounts.
All right, save big with 50 years of savings. And if they want to schedule their appointment down there for service work, Pete, they can give you a call, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call. Our phone number is 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
Very good. A couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Wheelway in Fifield.
Silly Goose Silent Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin proudly celebrates the 2024 graduating class of Sewamigan High School. As you embark on your future adventures, may success abound in every endeavor. Seize today and conquer tomorrow with determination. From all of us at Silly Goose Silent Sports, your premier adventure emporium for all seasons, located on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Congratulations on your achievements, graduates.
All right, we've got the folks at Sierra Pacific have some great opportunities for you folks. They are hiring right now. They're looking for crew members, and they have openings in their first, second, and weekend shifts. You can take your pick of four 10-hour work days, Monday through Friday, with a possibility of overtime, Monday through Thursday, with a possibility of overtime on Friday, or you can do three 12-hour shifts on the weekend if that works for your schedule. Now, both of these come with excellent benefits, and they just announced another wage increase, and you can earn a $1,500 hiring bonus the first year also. Sierra Pacific, you can go online. It's very easy. Just go to Sierra Pacific, actually, SPI.careers, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, SPI.careers, Sierra Pacific is an equal opportunity employer, including those with disabilities and veterans also. All right, lots of events to talk about. We do want to take a moment to salute some of the Eagle winners at the Sewamigan School. Mr. Patterson, nice enough to pass along the winners of April's Park Falls Elementary School Eagle Award winners. So here you go. Here's the youngsters who stood out in April at Sewamigan Elementary. Sarah Morgan, Sebastian Snyder, Colton Brune, Diesel Oswald, Jarek Andreas, Cam Arnson, along with Kia, you got to challenge me on this one, Ishenkadu, got that, Kia Ishenkadu, I think I did good. Also, Adeline Klepak, Braylee Walker, Lila Hammond, Penelope Andreas, Madeline Larson, Eagle Award winners from the Sewamigan Elementary, Brooks Helson, Jamie Herbst, Kayla Naya Kasinga, and Sienna Smith. So these students distinguished themselves in the month of April by demonstrating cooperation for the month. So a special thanks to the Minima Construction folks for being the sponsor this past month in April for the Eagle Award winners from the Sewamigan Elementary School.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
All right. We have something very unique here on Reality Radio. We don't do this very often, but I was doing some spring cleaning yesterday. Our whole studios, our whole station in the last few months has been and is still being rewired and redone. We have new equipment and all kinds of stuff. And I got two things here that I'm going to give away to the first person that just wants them. All right, so hang on.
That's heavy.
That's heavy. I have a bag of natural hardwood lump charcoal. All right. Now, some people still like to do this charcoal stuff when you cook out at the cabin and stuff like that. And this is a big bag. It's 100% natural. It adds to your grilling flavor, easy to light, and all that good stuff. So we've had this. This is a leftover prize from the Deer Hunters Roundup that was not picked up. So if you can use it, natural hardwood lump charcoal, and it's got the special flavor and whatever else it takes. And that you can have that for free if you just call us and say, hey, I'll take it. Stop by 715-762-3221. And I got another one. Hang on just a second here. Oh, now this bag is smaller, but it's heavier. All right, so this one I got is big grilling pellets, and they're char hickory, 100% virgin tree fiber with no additives. So this again is for you grillers, grilling pellets, lumberjack grilling pellets, I would assume these are like 10, 20 bucks, each one of these bags. They're leftover prizes from our Deer Hunters Roundup. If you want them, great. You going to take them? No, that's gone. All right, first one is gone, that I mentioned. The second bag, which is 20 pounds, the barbecue grilling pellets. So just one bag per person. So somebody grab the first one. If you want the second one, give us a call. 715. Hang on. 762-3221 if you want them. A little spring cleaning and you're the benefactor.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort. Now, I know you're probably spelling comfort in your head and asking yourself, is that possible? Am I just a really bad speller? Look, I don't know your spelling aptitude, but Skechers most definitely put the S in comfort, because Skechers is the comfort technology company that has developed fits and features that change everything you know about comfort, like hands-free Skechers slip-ins, the ultimate in comfort and convenience. It's footwear you just step into and they're on, with no bending down. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
The best thing about that giveaway was Gray came running because he wasn't sure if it was me actually needing help, maybe going to the emergency room, or if it was a recorded sound effect of me grunting and picking up the
bag. You're in your 25th year around here. We need to be careful about that kind of thing. Ooh. I thought it was a button.